only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
More people are seeking unemployment. Here's Chris Barnes with the latest economic reports.
The Thursday morning report from the Labor Department saying 244,000 Americans filed initial unemployment claims last week, 2,000 more than the week before, with the biggest increases in claims in Maryland, Wisconsin, California, New Jersey, and the state of Pennsylvania. In another report, the nation's economy was showing more signs of life in the first quarter than the government had earlier said. The Commerce Department now saying it grew between January and March by an annualized rate of 1.4%. The government's previous estimate had said it had grown at just 0.7%. I'm Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit is claiming an Oakland fire employee saw exposed wiring in the ghost ship warehouse 2 months before December's fatal fire that killed dozens of people. The Bay Area News Group reports that's a new detail in an amendment filed yesterday, which adds the city, county, and state to a list of plaintiffs in the negligence lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
A police officer in the hospital after being shot with an arrow. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Cops were called to a home for a welfare check. Shortly after officers arrived, one of them was shot in the arm with an arrow and then rushed to a local hospital. Law enforcement officials say Thomas Leeper was spotted on the roof wearing a bulletproof vest when he shot the cop. Leeper has been taken into custody and the officer has since been released from the hospital. Leeper has reportedly been arrested in the past for arson.
Astronomers are being given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity by Alaska Airlines for the upcoming solar eclipse, but two junior astronomy geeks have a chance to get in as well. Here's the story.
On August 21st, a total solar eclipse will be visible in the U.S. from Oregon to South Carolina. The rare phenomenon has not been seen in the U.S. since 1918. One group of astronomers is going to get to see this once-in-a-lifetime event from 35,000 feet up aboard a chartered airliner. Alaska Airlines is offering the flight for no more than 100 astronomers and their guests. The flight is by special invitation only, but Alaska Airlines says it's giving away two seats as part of a marketing promotion on social media. A spokesman for the airline says each passenger will get an optimal viewing experience of the total solar eclipse. The promotion for the free seats begins July 21st.
A Vancouver neighborhood having problems with a crow attacking a mailman. The well-known bird they call Canuck has forced neighbors to not get mail delivery for 2 months. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and the weather is partly cloudy with low around 63. South wind 5 to 13 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Friday, is mostly sunny. Friday evening getting a little cloudier and a possible scattered thunderstorms on Saturday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
It is Thursday afternoon, and this is Kim Blanda on Healthy Hunterdon. This is our first show, so anything goes today in the studio at Chamber Radio. Again, my name is Kim Blanda. I'm a registered nurse and a mom and wife and live in the county, and this is a brand new show, so welcome, everyone. In the studio today, we have Jessica Dispenza, and we're going to be talking about worksite wellness. The program Healthy Hunterdon is going to bring you once a month all kinds of health information and things going on around Hunterdon County regarding wellness and creating a culture of health in Hunterdon County. So first, I would like to welcome Jessica Dispenza, who works for BKC CPAs, a.k.a. Bedard Kowicki. And I just want to say that I also have Chris Bianco in the studio, who is my technical engineer, because quite frankly, I've never done this before. So using all this radio equipment is new to me. And I was just saying before that I know how to speak, but I don't know how to press all these buttons. So he's going to be helping us in the studios today, and we might actually ask him some questions about worksite wellness as well, as he is from the business community. So right now I would like to welcome Jessica Dispenza with Bedard Kowicki, also known as BKC CPAs, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me okay?
Now I can hear you.
Good. Yeah, we're a full-service accounting firm in on Broad Street in Flemington. We have two offices, about 40 employees. And growing. So we are, the well-being of our employees is very important, and we've been working on a workplace wellness program and growing on it on the past couple of years.
Great. I remember a couple of years ago actually coming out to one of your managers' meetings.
Yep.
And talking to all your managers about what might be important in a worksite wellness program. So how did you decide to get started with something like that?
Well, it kind of started with more stress management. So probably initially it was tax season shoulder massages to try to keep the stress level down. So, yeah, we have, you know, certain times of the year, not just tax season, that are more deadline driven and a little bit more intense, longer hours.
Right.
But work-life balance is really important to us. We keep 6 hours a day minimum and 40 hours a week usually.
Okay.
We have summer hours and other incentives to try to keep people's stress levels down and
right.
balanced. So with that, we had our shoulder massages every year, and then it kind of grew from there. We bring in meals during tax season, and people seem to emphasize that they wanted healthier choices,
right.
Not just pasta and pizza. So we started doing salads, and then it grew to, at our management meeting, we wanted to see on that level what the interest was, and we had you speak to that. Thank you for that. That was
no
well
problem.
Received. And then, we actually ended up doing a survey for all of our employees about all of the topics we could think of, you know, starting at how important is health and wellness to you,
right.
And then going down to specifics like what kind of classes would you be interested in doing as a group, whether it be like self-defense or yoga, what kind of gym memberships would you be interested in, what kind of snacks would you enjoy, you know,
right.
I hate to buy bananas every week if no one wants them,
right.
So and we tried to tie that stuff down to our South Jersey office as well.
Nice.
So there's a lot of things that we're doing now and a lot more that we want to accomplish, but we kind of, you know, as a somewhat small organization, medium-sized, we can't do everything at once, and we you know, make an effort to show our employees how much we care.
Right. So. Do you think it initially stemmed from the leadership in your organization, or do you think there was a certain person, yourself, mm-hmm. or someone else who sort of spearheaded it? Where do you think it actually began?
No, I think that the three partners in our office are very health conscious. So, you know, Ed Kerwicki is, you know, very dedicated to making sure that we're a great place to work. Yes. So are our other partners. Joe Carducci is currently, I think, training for the Spartan race. So he's a good role model as far as being active.
Right.
So I think he also coached for his kids' sports teams and things like that.
Nice.
And Mike Hulk, we recently did a walking challenge where we counted steps, which was a great thing to do this tax season. And it got very competitive, even though we didn't do a prize, and did teams, and everyone counted their steps with pedometers. And I think just seeing the partners, including Mike, I wanted to use as an example, leaving the office, you know, during our busy time to get some fresh air and just go take a walk, was very encouraging to everyone, that it's not frowned upon to take a breather for a minute. We all try to squeeze in as much as we possibly can within our workday. The time just flies. We're a very busy office and, like I said, growing. So there's always more to do.
Right.
But I think making that, you know, that taking that extra initiative makes a big difference. So.
Right. And I think you bring up some really good points. And I think that if the leadership sort of leads by example, mm-hmm. then, like you mentioned, people aren't afraid to get up from their desks and stretch or take mm-hmm. a quick walk. And they know that the culture in your business is something of, you know, wellness and physical activity and promoting that healthiness in the workplace, which I think is great.
Well, I know for myself, like I have two young kids and, you know, I try to work a condensed work week where I work from home one of the days. There's always so much to do. So, I mean, I could work 24 hours a day and still not get to everything. So, you know, I see the other people sometimes go for a walk, and I'm like, hey, I want to go too, you know. so it's nice to see them doing that, because then if I do take that option, I don't feel so bad.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely think that's very important to not frown upon it.
So one of the things I remember in your manager's meetings was they were talking about the snacks in your lunchroom, mm-hmm. and particularly during the busier seasons. But how have the snacks changed in your lunchroom and throughout your office since you've initiated this worksite wellness program?
Well, I should say originally we didn't have them at all. And then we kind of, you know, would have granola bars and yogurt, and then we realized that that wasn't really working. So now we have mostly fruit. We do have like the Clif bars and popcorn. What other things do we have? I don't know, oranges, apples, those sorts of things. I know even for me personally, it makes a huge difference. If I'm in between meetings and I didn't have a chance to grab lunch, instead of going to grab, you know, fries and a burger or something, you know, I'll grab a granola bar and a piece and an apple. And
It is, you know, amazing when you have healthy options available to people. They usually will gravitate towards that. Mm-hmm. So it really is important for workplaces to remember that healthy options at meetings. It doesn't mean you can never have bagels or donuts or mm-hmm. Or muffins, but if you can have some healthier options with that, it at least gives people the opportunity to choose a healthier choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to take a time for a commercial break right now, and then we'll be back with Jessica Dispenza.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton, Pamby's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And hello, welcome back to Healthy Hunterdon with Kim Blanda, registered nurse and resident of Hunterdon County. Those of you who are just tuning in, this is a new program on Chamber Radio, and we are going to be talking to you once a month at this time frame from 4 to 5, the last Thursday of the month, about all things health-related and trying to create a culture of health in Hunterdon County. So, you know, one thing I always want to talk to people about as a nurse and to try to get people to be healthier is to ask them the question, you know, why should I care? Why should I care about whatever it is that this nurse is trying to tell me? And, you know, the answer to that is really, if we don't take care of ourselves, we're just not going to live as healthy a life. And as we all know in our country, a lot of people are really not healthy. And so what can we do to move ourselves to a healthier place? According to the American Heart Association, one in three Americans has high blood pressure, and we all know that that can lead to things like stroke and heart attack, and that's not where we want to be. So what are some changes that we can make in our lives to move us to a healthier place? Today I am talking to Jessica Dispensa with BKC CPAs. And she is involved in a worksite wellness program at her accounting firm, and they are really doing some amazing things. So I would like to ask Jessica to talk about some of the things that they're doing at their workplace that we might be able to do in our own workplaces or even in our homes. So Jessica, tell us what you've been doing.
Well, like I said before, the walking competition we did in our office, which I think was somewhat backed by Healthy Hunterdon's program as well, that was great. I think that was really well received by all of our staff, and it really got people motivated.
That's great.
So I think that was great, and we didn't do any prizes either, so we may decide to do that in the future, but I think we might turn it into an annual thing, so nice. That was nice. Like I said, we do shoulder massages during tax season to try to keep the stress down, healthy food choices, also a small thing, but motivational or nutritional signs in our kitchen. So I've noticed that they have to stay fresh. I can't keep the same signs up forever. So I've been trying to change them with the seasons. For the spring, I put one up about the health benefits of gardening, you know, getting your hands dirty and fresh air, as well as we did ones on posture and carpal tunnel during our busy season, stress management, the sunscreen and skin cancer warnings. The USDA, Department of Agriculture, had a lot of good infographics and things like that.
That's
and
great.
The My Plate, I think you had suggested, which mm-hmm. has, you know, nutritional, what your plate should consist of.
Right, portion control.
Mm-hmm, reminders mm-hmm. to drink water, things like that. So I like to keep those out just to be conscious. I know for myself it definitely helps. I hope it helps others.
Right.
You know, so, and I try to rotate them, you know, based on the season. So we also, in the fall, we'll do flu shots where our local pharmacy will come in and for free, there's no charge to us as a firm. We just, you know, cover the 15 minutes it takes for our employees to go in and get a blood pressure screening and their flu shot. People obviously are not, you know, required to do so. It's optional. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, you know, we don't have a lot of absences in our office. We have a very healthy workforce, and with a combined PTO policy, I think that, you know, people would rather be well. so, you know, I think that they like to reserve that time. And when someone's sick, everyone knows it, and we encourage people to stay out to minimize spreading sickness. Right. So I think that all helps. We try to encourage walking meetings, but I realize that's difficult. I don't prefer them. I mean, I find it difficult to stay on topic when we're walking, but that's definitely an option. We try to walk to the chamber from our office when mm-hmm. we can. And with our regular health benefit, our health plan, I looked into there, and I think most of the major carriers have their own incentives. So if you just inform employees that these things are available, like your regular gym membership can be discounted. They have programs for weight loss centers, and so there's all kinds of things listed right. in there. So I did make a flyer for our office to talk about what some of those options were,
right.
and we're trying to look into, health club discounts, like okay. a corporate program that if everyone or a number of people join, then you get a discount. More so for people with families who can't get to the gym because right. they need childcare or things like that. Those places give that option.
Right.
But there's so many different things that we could do that don't really incur any cost in a minimal amount of time. So I'm hoping that employees really value that we care and right. we do these things.
And I'm sure they do. I think you bring up a really good point, which actually I just made a note on my paper to circle back on. And that is the number of things that can be done that don't cost any money. Mm-hmm. Because in Hunterdon County, we have a lot of small businesses, and they don't have the resources. You know, everybody sees in the news what Google is doing and what Yahoo is doing, and some of these companies, especially out in California, who have cereal bars and, you know, napping pods and all these bikes on campus and things like that. And, you know, sometimes people start to think, well, I can't do anything like that. You know, I own a small shop or I own a small business. How I don't have the resources for that. Mm-hmm. But part of what this show is trying to show, this particular show, but the series of shows, is really that small changes have a really big impact on people's health. I was just reading an article, I think it was yesterday, and they were saying for people that drink soda on a regular basis that if they gave up their soda in a year's time, that could equate to a 25-pound weight loss.
Wow.
That's significant. Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, maybe giving up soda is a big deal. but when you think about it, it's probably something that's somewhat doable for someone, or even if they cut it in half.
Yeah, or giving them a healthier alternative.
Right, exactly, to switch to a seltzer or a, you know, flavored water or squeezing some lemon in your water. So it doesn't, you know, I think people get overwhelmed when they go possibly for their annual physical and the doctor tells them, well, you need to lose 50 pounds and your cholesterol's too high and your sugar's too high. And it can be a little overwhelming. And I think what we're trying to show people is that if you just gradually make better choices throughout your day, that over time it has a significant impact. And it sounds like you guys are finding that in your office as well.
Yeah, I would think a basic accommodation with that is allowing people to pack their lunch. I should hope that everyone has a refrigerator. I mean, majority of our staff do pack lunch. I'm sorry, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's a big lead by example thing as well. Most of our executive team packs lunch and makes healthy choices as far as that goes. So
yeah, and speaking about bringing your lunch, I actually have some tips about, it's called Tasty Tips for Eating Smart at Work. And, you know, these seem like simple things, but it's always good to be reminded of things that you can do that are simple and will help help you make easier and better choices for yourself. So packing your lunch is number one, because I'm sure most people find out that they end up eating more calories if they do go out to lunch. Stocking up on nutrition. So if you have some snacks that are, you know, at your disposal in your desk or in your work bag or in your purse or whatever you bring to work, just to know that those things are there and available to you if you should get hungry, to have a healthy snack. Pack a lunch while you cook dinner. So the night before, maybe you have some leftovers and you can bring those healthier items to the workplace. And add nutrition to your commute. Pack a piece of string cheese or a squeezable yogurt or an apple that you could eat in your car. Because I don't know about you, but when I get hungry, I need food like immediately. So it's always better to have something nutritious on hand that is readily available for those times when you just can't wait. Otherwise, you're pulling into the fast food places to get something to eat. So, you know, next I would like to talk about possibly some of the challenges that you've found with starting a worksite wellness program.
Okay.
Well, no challenges? It's phenomenal.
No, I mean, we're just somewhat getting started. So okay. I think I just have to spend the time as firm administrator to make it a priority to do these things. So I feel like we're getting buy-in from employees pretty well. Another thing we did was we do a lot of charity and community involvement activities and trying to tie that into a wellness initiative as well, kind of bridge the two together. We have this BKC Cares initiative where, for example, we did an ASPCA pet collection for donations for,
nice. For animals.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And with that, we did the dog walk. So a lot of us went out and did the mile walk together with our families and our pets. So I think tying it into those sorts of things, we did something with the chamber as well, where we did the walk through town, I think is great as well. So,
and I have to say that you guys did that during tax season.
We did. So it was a nice breath of fresh air. It was nice.
I was amazed when I saw you guys all coming up. There was probably 20 or 25 of you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's commitment.
Yeah.
You know, if they're leaving their desks, and it probably was good for everybody because you probably hadn't left your desk.
It was. And it was a beautiful day and everybody was bubbly and happy. We were all like, okay, we need to get back. We kind of took the lead there at the end, but, but yeah, I think that was great. So it's nice that you gave us the incentive to do that.
It was good.
I
think it's also great that you are doing some things that are involving your families, you know, to try to bring that message home to
hopefully I can incorporate more of that. The dog walk was probably the first one. In the past, we did do, charity walks as also where you raise money to do like the heart walk and things like that. Another thing that's not so expensive that we did is just an investment of a small amount of time was having speakers come in. So it was great. We had you and Colette come in and talk about ergonomics and posture. And, we're sitting at our desk for a lot of hours and, to be conscious of your position makes a huge difference. I know back
I'm
pain.
Sitting up in my chair as I
speak. back pain is a big epidemic as far as office work goes. So we did that as well as even things like we were considering now with looking at the next step, having a chiropractor come in or acupuncturist just to talk about the benefits of that, not really endorse any specific doctor, but just talk about like, what is it? What does it do? I hear acupuncture can even make a difference as far as carpal tunnel goes. But I really don't know anything about it. So maybe our employees would benefit from learning about those things. So we're trying to look at those different options and going back to those surveys and continuing to ask people what they care about, what they thought was successful or not.
Yeah, I think that's really important too, because if you constantly get their feedback, then they'll be more motivated to stick with the things that you're trying to initiate throughout the workplace.
Yeah. I'd love to see a group class get together as far as I'd love to do a self-defense class for particularly the women, but maybe the guys want to join us, or yoga or something like that. So we'll be looking into those options, but that's the point, is it just takes a little bit of time to figure out what the right options are for your group of people. I don't want to just pick something on that's important to me that may not be relative for everyone else.
Exactly. All right, well, we are going to take a break for news right now, and then we will be back.
You USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He's not going to sit back and be attacked by the liberal media, Hollywood elites, and when they hit him, he's going to hit back.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding to a reporter's question about a tweet sent out by President Trump today attacking a member of the Morning Joe TV show on MSNBC.
The American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter, and that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
The Trump administration today announcing new sanctions placed against North Korea. Here's the reason why from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Despite multiple UN Security Council resolutions imposing international sanctions, the government of North Korea continues its nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
The House debating a series of immigration laws today, including one that will increase penalties against illegal immigrants who come back into the U.S. multiple times. USA Radio News.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
One of the sailors who lost their lives in a collision off the coast of Japan has been returned home to rest. Here's the story from Jason Campadonia.
The remains of fire controlman second class Carlos Sivian were flown to Lindbergh Field Wednesday night as an honor guard lined the terminal saluting the fallen sailor. The 23-year-old had been in the Navy for 4 years and joined the service to follow in his father's footsteps. Human third class Shingo Douglas of Oceanside was also honored, with his friends saying that he was always optimistic. An investigation into what caused the deadly crash is now in full swing.
An FBI agent being charged for lying about firing shots during the arrest attempt of armed occupiers at Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Joseph Astaria is accused of falsely stating he didn't fire his gun when agents and police tried to arrest Lavoy Finkham. An Oregon State police officer shot and killed Finkham when he reached for his gun after driving his truck into a snowbank at a roadblock. Astaria, a member of the FBI's hostage rescue team, is accused of firing two shots during the arrest. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Sony has announced because of high demand from collectors, they're getting back into a business they abandoned a decade ago. Here's Chris Barnes.
Sony is looking to get back into the vinyl record business. The Japanese electronics giant is going to start making new vinyl records nearly 30 years after it stopped making vinyl records. Sony Music Entertainment saying it will start turning out the freshly pressed vinyl by March of next year. It's responding to surging demand for the retro music format. Sony says the big challenge now will be finding engineers who still know how to make vinyl records. I'm Chris Barnes.
The city of Phoenix paying over $1 million to the family of a man who was shot by police officers, but not everybody in the city government happy with it. Here's the story.
The Phoenix City Council has approved $1.5 million settlement for the family of Romain Brisbane. The 34-year-old black man was unarmed when he was shot and killed in 2014 after police received reports of a suspected drug deal in the parking lot of an apartment complex. One council member who voted against the settlement says the officers were justified in the shooting, and by approving the payment, it will allow people to make claims and get money.
Iraqi forces say they are in the final stages of retaking Mosul. Iraqi commanders announced they recaptured the mosque in Mosul, where ISIS had declared its caliphate 3 years ago. Taking control of the Great Mosque of al-Nuri puts government troops in control of the terrorist group's last fortification in the old city. Military analysts say that means the Iraqis are within 2 weeks of recapturing all of Mosul. USA Radio News.
Okay, welcome back to Healthy Hunterdon. We're going to talk about the weather here for a second. It's partly cloudy with a low around 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Looks like a nice day. Saturday, we might get some thunderstorms. And Sunday, some scattered thunderstorms. So not sure what our weekend's looking like, but tomorrow is going to be nice. So plan to get out there and get moving. Stay healthy. So now I have two people in my studio. Well, Chris was always here. He's my technical support for today, since I don't know what I'm doing with all these radio buttons. How am I doing, Chris?
You're doing well. Doing very well. You're making Suzanne Legay jealous.
Uh-oh, Suzanne, you have some competition in the radio world. I also have Jessica Dispensa here. Oh, Suzanne just walked in.
She just walked in. See that? Knew if I called her, she'd...
And we are still talking about worksite wellness and, and healthy and getting healthy. So we're going to add Chris to our conversation. Chris, what do you have to say about worksite wellness?
Well, I've been in numerous offices for 30-something years.
Okay.
So and my background, in addition to my business background, I was actually an amateur powerlifter.
Really?
In college. So weightlifting and health has been something I've been focused on for years, decades, in fact. And I've always had a vision of, and couple that with the fact that I've also done research on how important it is for a business to have some type of fitness in the culture. Because you were talking a little while ago with Jessica about how it's expensive for a business to lay out in any type of program, but they're missing the extra money, the intangible that's there. Let's start counting sick days. Right. And I'm sure this is all research that you've covered in your presentations in the past. But you take just sick days alone would pay for essentially any type of fitness program.
Absolutely.
What I've personally, if a program didn't have, a culture didn't have a program, I did my own anyway. And anybody that worked for me, I actually incentivized them. So I would give them an hour off in addition to lunch to go out and work out.
Oh, I love that.
Because I was going to get it back anyway, one way or another. They were still going to do the job. They still were motivated to do the job. So we would go and work out. Now, when I first started in computers, I worked for Chubb & Son. They actually had an on-site gym. So I worked out at the gym, and I had asked my supervisor if I could go an hour prior to lunch and work there, and then I would work through lunch. Mm-hmm. So I would avoid the crowd going in there at that particular time because I had a very strenuous and very efficient workout I was trying to do. Recently, my own personal motivation, I've started to do my workouts in the morning. And I actually wake up at 5, and I do my workouts at 5:30. And I don't allow myself to eat breakfast unless I do my workout.
Nice.
So if I'm sitting there hungry, by golly, I'm going to get to work out. Because it's the only way. If I put it off to the end of the day, it's not happening. Just not going to, you're always going to find another way to, something else is going to jump in.
You know, we all make a lot of excuses. I used to be that person too, to say, you know, I just don't have time to work out. You know, I'm a mom, I'm driving my kids around, I work, I have to clean my house, laundry, mm-hmm. whatever. I had 1,000 excuses. And about a year and a half ago, I became friendly with someone who actually is going to be on the show next time. So I won't tell you who she is. It's a big secret. But she's awesome, and she's I call her the chief motivation officer.
It's good.
But really what she taught me was that it doesn't have to take, you know, hours and hours.
No.
So I do a 30-minute workout most days. I generally do it 7 days, but maybe 5 to 7 some weeks.
Right.
And it does become part of just what you do, like brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how did you get into the habit of exercise?
Well, there was my father. First, it was a motivation by my father. He wanted me to. He wanted to bond with me. I was in my teenage years, and we were loggerheads. So this was a way of us becoming one. And so we went out and started working out together. And that's how you would have those father-son conversations. It was also a way for him to keep an eye on me as a teenager. Because if you were working out and going to the level that I was in terms of weightlifting, you would definitely see that I was either in or out of any other type of bad behaviors, such as drugs, gangs, anything like that. Because those things would bubble up into those conversations, or you would see it in the performance. So after that, we developed a bond on that, and I built a habit. And then I took that into college, in which I started to do it as well. Then I did it all through my time at Chubb & Son. And then I took, 20-some-odd years off and ballooned up to about 285 pounds. And I said, I got to do something about this. I said, I have to find a way to put this in so that I receive a reward somewhere. And that's when I started to work out again in the early mornings.
Yeah, you do. You just have to make it a priority. Yeah. You know, put yourself first, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably have an opposite story. I'm not an organized fitness person at all. Just never could catch on. I've tried to force myself, but I'd have to say I'm very active. So taking the stairs, going for walks, hiking, you know, active,
right.
You know, just had a dance party with my girls this morning. you'd be surprised how easy it is to break a sweat.
Sure.
A lot of DIY kind of projects typically someone else would handle, landscaping stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, our team won the walking challenge because I never sit down.
Yep.
So I don't think everyone necessarily has to be a fitness person in order to lose weight. You can do it. And a lot of times you don't even realize you're exercising.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good point, because for the people who really, like yourself, who don't like organized exercise, there's so many things that you could do over the course of your day. And it doesn't have to be done in big chunks of time. If you read the research, really, you can do, if you're going to do a 30-minute workout, you can do 10-minute segments throughout your day. And I think probably everybody could find 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. I know at your office, I believe they said that there's a push-up station or wall push-ups or something.
I haven't heard about that.
No,
so that might be something in the works, but maybe we should install one.
I think someone was telling me from your office, in fact, we were going to bring up the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative, so maybe I'll bring that up now. But the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative is something that came from actually Don Pinner. I'll give him a little kudos. And when he was chairperson of the chamber last year, and he wanted to do some sort of health initiative, and he talked to myself and some other people that were working on some health initiatives throughout the county. And we decided to work together on a worksite wellness program. And especially, as I mentioned before, because there's so many smaller businesses throughout the county that don't have the resources to do it on their own, you know, how could we work with them to bring something to their offices that was basically free? So the 100 and Healthy Workforce Initiative started in 2016, and we've grown to, I don't even know how many businesses are now. I think there's over 25 businesses. I know there's about 60 people who, you know, get regular communications from us. And it's the success stories are just phenomenal. We get together quarterly for what we call champion breakfasts. And the champions are what we call chief motivation officers that we assign at each business, and they help to disseminate the information and the resources that we're giving out to the businesses. And we get together quarterly to do educational programs, give them information that they can take back, really useful, practical things that they could take back to their organizations. So looking at the time, I'm getting pressed up for my next commercial. So we will talk when we get back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hello, and welcome back to Healthy Hunterdon with Kim Blanda, registered nurse and resident of Hunterdon County. This is our first show, and for those of you just tuning in, today we are talking about worksite wellness and small changes you can make in your workplace to create a culture of health and keep your employees healthy. So I have here Chris Bianco, who is my technical support, but so much more. Who knew he knew so much about worksite wellness? And I also have Jessica from Bedard Kowicki, mm-hmm. who is involved in a worksite wellness program in her accounting firm. I want to actually just throw out a couple of numbers because Chris mentioned before how costly having employees that are not healthy is to your organization. And these numbers are a little bit old, but just probably add a lot of money to it, and you have the recent numbers. But in according to the CDC, in 2008 dollars, the medical costs of obesity were estimated at $147 billion, and that is a B. Now, that's a lot of money. Between 2000 and 2004, the economic costs related to tobacco use were estimated at $192.8 billion per year. That is a lot of money when you start adding these figures up. And in 2007, the economic costs related to diabetes were estimated at $174 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That is just phenomenal.
Do you have anything that boils it down to the size of a business or per employee?
You know what? I don't in this.
Because what happens is that gets so obscure, right?
Yeah. It's just
you know, I don't know how I fit. It's obviously I don't. A business doesn't take that type of billions on their own, but if you start to put it into their own bottom line, all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier to come up with a workforce program when you know that you're going to get hit with those charges that you don't even plan for on your budget.
Right. It's very, very true. And I think that is one of the challenges with a worksite wellness program is that the company wants to understand what it is going to do for the bottom line. And unfortunately, a lot of times you won't realize the benefit until you're well into the program.
Yeah, don't they have any information about sick days? Don't they have any information about the insurance that they have to pay right now for the health insurance that they cover or part of the health insurance?
Are there any discounts on health insurance?
Heck yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if you have a healthier workforce, there definitely are discounts for that. Even as an individual, when you go to get insurance, there's discounts. You know, if you're not a smoker, mm-hmm. Sure. If you're not a heavy drinker, things like that.
Do other people, we don't have this problem so much in our office, but smoking cessation, you know, programs, have you guys talked about that at your meetings?
You know, that's a topic that I don't think we have directly talked about that, but as a nurse... who used to be a respiratory nurse. It's so important. I mean, and even if you've been a smoker for a long time, the benefits of quitting, there are benefits. You know, some people say, well, I've been smoking for 20 years, so I'm just going to keep smoking because what's the difference? Mm-hmm. And your body is a phenomenal vessel that does have healing properties. So I'm not going to say you're not going to have any effects from those 20 years of smoking, but it definitely is a benefit. And, you know, I cringe every time I see a young person, you know, driving in their car or walking down the street smoking because, you know, you should know better.
Yeah, it's not like you just dropped on the earth and didn't know that that was an issue.
Right. And so workplaces definitely now, you know, as we all know, are having policies regarding tobacco use on campus. Most campuses are tobacco free. Mm-hmm. Is your
but for a small business, I wonder what you can do. I mean, we are not officially a smoke free workplace, but I don't believe we employ any smokers at this point. It's just not as common as it used to be.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah, I'm just curious what a small business could do to that regard.
It depends how big the business is. It's when you start getting into a number of employees as opposed to five or something like that. But when you start getting up into the 10s, 20s, and up to 50 employees, you'll start to see some type of opportunity that's available to you. But the really small business that's struggling with even considering getting health insurance, they're not in this conversation right now. The only thing they're in a conversation for is that cashier going to show up tomorrow?
Right.
That's it.
They have just challenges just trying to run the business. Although I will tell you, our Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative, we would love to target some of those smaller businesses who, yes, I understand they are just trying to make ends meet, you know, have a profitable business, but we would even be willing to go out to smaller businesses and, you know, hang up signs for them or give out information to their employees. There's also opportunities to try to help people access health care in the county for people who maybe don't have insurance or who are underinsured. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are dealing with high deductible plans, which can be a challenge for our health. So there are programs out there, and especially in Hunterdon County, we do have a lot of resources here, but it's just a matter of hooking people up with those resources. So that's something to consider as part of a worksite wellness program as well.
Yep. That's great. Yep. And I heard that you guys now have, I haven't found it yet, the Facebook page for it?
Yes, I understand that the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative has a Facebook page.
I'll have
page.
To look that up so I can stay in tune with what you guys are doing. Yeah.
Yes, I will tell you, it just warms my heart when I get emails from different groups throughout the county. Mm-hmm. Recently, I got an email from the public health nurses, and they sent me a picture of all of them doing a side plank.
There you go.
So
nice.
When you're a nurse, you never know what kind of emails are going to pop onto your desk.
I don't have the privilege of attending the meetings. I usually work from home on that day. But Teresa Meisner from our office attends. Yes. And I think it's great to get different perspectives as well on the program for our office.
Right. And it's nice. The last meeting we had, actually, I think it was last Friday, and we had a demonstration on salads and how to increase your vegetable intake. Mm-hmm. So we had a dietitian there who is also a chef. And she did a demonstration, and then we all got to eat these delicious salads.
Oh, great. And sorry, I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a good one to go to. But, you know, I made a list of some of the things that someone might want to try to incorporate into a worksite wellness program. And these are a lot of the topics that we're going to be talking about on my show on the fourth Thursday of every month from 4 to 5. Because a lot of focus when we talk about wellness surrounds food and diet and exercise, but there's really so many other areas that need to be addressed. And definitely stress, we kind of touched on that a little bit today, but sleep is another important area in general wellness. Relationships, you know, people who have friends and those connections generally are healthier people. Spirituality, whether it doesn't necessarily have to be religion, it could be religion or some other type of spiritualness. Finances, you know, you come from an accounting firm. So personal finances could be very stressful if people are living beyond their means or have bills they can't pay or perhaps a job loss, something like that. And then the other thing that we always want people to remember is prevention. You know, what things should I be doing on a regular basis? And if you do have health insurance, those are usually covered by your insurance. So take advantage of those annual physicals and your flu shots and other vaccines that are available to you. And don't forget about your teeth. I know most people don't love going to the dentist. I know I don't love going to the dentist, I'll be honest with you. But it's a necessary evil, and your teeth, the health of your teeth, believe it or not, you can have heart problems.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Yeah. You'd be surprised. That's even more tied to your health than just eating and brushing your teeth.
Absolutely.
And cavities.
And I think people don't realize that a lot of times. So it's really important to keep that healthy as well. So we only have a couple minutes left, so I want to kind of wrap it up. But I guess I will ask you, Jessica, if you had to choose or recommend one change that an office should make, you know, maybe they're listening right now and they're like, well, I only can do one thing. What change would you recommend them making in their office?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, that's tough. I guess I would say the biggest success we've had so far is the walking challenge.
Okay.
So it didn't really mean everyone had to be out of the office. They could do it in their free time, but it just brought us to a consciousness of being active.
Yeah.
So I think that was the most impactful thing
so far. I like the walking challenge. How about you, Chris? What would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to go a different route. The way you get people to change is you have to measure it and then test against it. So if you really want people to change, put together some type of overt way of demonstrating that people are actually taking initiative and reward them for it.
That's a very good point. I know a lot of the offices in the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative are tracking how well they're doing. And I think the competition also helps to motivate people. I know that 100 in Cardiovascular, which is one of our sponsors, they have a whole wall dedicated to our newest challenge.
Yep.
And it really helps to keep people motivated. And then, you know, it's kind of water cooler talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, what did you do? Did you do how many minutes?
Yeah,
you know,
that was a big morale booster, and it got us connected, you know, have something, a common ground to talk about and inspire each other. So
exactly. In a healthy way. We have other groups that are starting hiking groups. Mm-hmm. We have people trying to lose weight together, people having healthy potluck lunches where everybody brings in something healthy to share, sharing recipes and things like that.
Yep.
So we do have a challenge through the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative for the month of July. I don't know if you guys have seen the calendar, but starting July 1st, and I think it's up on the Chamber website, so everybody should make themselves a copy, put it on your refrigerator. And each day there's something different for you to do. And what I love about this challenge is that it incorporates many of those, the list of things that I just talked about. It's not just about, you know, eating or exercising. Right. It's about getting enough sleep, stress reduction, mm-hmm. all of the things that really lead to a generally healthier lifestyle. So anything else anybody would like to mention before we wrap up?
Ours is a work in progress. So as we grow, hopefully we'll have a bigger program. So I'll stay in tune with what you're coming
yes,
up with.
Yes, come back in a few months. Maybe we'll have you back and you can let me know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Chris, anything else to add? How did we do?
You did great. Yeah. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you listen to it.
I didn't mess up too much?
No. It sounded great.
I hope
content and pretty good engineering. Not bad.
Not too shabby. So I would like to leave the listeners with, it's sort of my mantra or motto. I have this up on my refrigerator, and it has really helped me make healthier choices. So I'll share it with you. And that is, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And I will leave you with that. And we will see you in, I guess, 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
4 weeks, the last Thursday of the month from 4 to 5. Healthy 100, and this is Kim Blanda. And make your healthy choices. We'll see you in a few weeks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Railroad workers who were struck and killed by an Amtrak train the night before last in Washington, D.C.
Our mission here is to understand not only what happened, but why it happened so that similar events can be prevented in the future.
That's an NTSB investigator speaking at a news conference following the reopening of the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak late yesterday morning. It had been shut down for 9 hours after that accident. President Trump's travel ban scheduled to take effect today after the Supreme Court's decision this week to temporarily uphold most of the ban, which blocks some people from six mostly Muslim nations and refugees from entering the country. However, foreigners with a bona fide relationship with someone in the United States could be exempt. The House is scheduled to vote on two immigration bills many expected it would vote on yesterday. One of the measures would crack down on sanctuary cities. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
Iraqi forces say they have recaptured the mosque in Mosul where ISIS famously declared its caliphate 3 years ago, taking control of the Great Mosque of Al-Nuri, putting the government troops in control of the terrorist group's last 40.